Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I want to read this text, and I'm open to taking phone calls. I'm open to reading text about this. Someone on the text line asked, am I picking against the Chiefs as some sort of reverse psychology thing? Fair question. I try to come on here and just quite simply give you guys my opinion because that's the job. Sometimes we will agree. Sometimes we will disagree. That's life. That's sports talk. That's debate. I don't pick the Chiefs just for the sake of picking the Chiefs. If I think they're going to lose, then I think they're going to lose. I really want to know, for a lot of other people, the why. And this is why I bring it up. Any conversation that we've had and that I've seen on the text line for why you think the Chiefs are going to win, the rationale has been they're at home. They're at home. And it sounds kind of crazy to me because I didn't know we were at the point that we were starting to any given Sunday the Chiefs. The reason I think the Texans are going to win this game, I have a football reason of why I think they're going to win. I've seen what the Chiefs offense looks like when they don't have their starting tackles. I can give you guys plenty of examples, and you know the examples offhand when it is really capable defensive line going up against banged up, beat up Chiefs offensive line and what that looks like for the Chiefs. And that is normally not very good. So you were telling me in this game that the Chiefs are potentially going to be down 3 starters on their offensive line. And according to, I would say, the consensus, we also think that 2 of their offensive linemen are playing in the wrong spots.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think the Chiefs have the advantage in that situation. I think the team they are playing this week is better than they are. I think they are playing better than the Chiefs are, and I think their roster at this point, I just trust the Texans a little bit more. So I promise you, I am not picking the Texans for some kind of shock value, none of that. I'm looking at this from evaluating the way that the two teams are playing, and I'm looking at the last month of games for the Houston Texans. And in the last month of games for Houston, they beat Jacksonville, Buffalo, and Indianapolis. So you can't really play the schedule game. Who have they beaten? They've shown you they can go up and beat playoff teams. They also have gone on the road just last week and beat a team that is in a similar situation to Kansas City in the AFC. So this is a Texans team that is battle-tested, a Texans team that has their quarterback back that's playing healthy, that is emerging with the young running back, and they have a decided advantage with their defensive line up against the Chiefs' offensive line. And I think that is the biggest advantage that either team has heading into this game. So that's my why. I'm happy to hear anybody's why on why they're picking the Chiefs. 913-586-7965. If it's at home, great. If it's, man, the Chiefs are going to, hey, I'm happy to listen to anybody's why. But I haven't really heard this week many football reasons on why people are picking the Chiefs. I've just heard they're at home, which is okay, cool. It's a coin flip game. They're at home. You think that's the advantage. I would really love to hear people's, I think from a football perspective, this is how the Chiefs win the game.
I actually, as someone picking the Chiefs, will give you at least my football reason. Now, me and you disagree on a little bit here because I think the Chiefs playing at home is a football reason. There are stats to back up the Chiefs are better this year at Arrowhead than outside of Arrowhead. It's not just, you know, Arrowhead lore or the tailgating vibes or the chop. No, there are statistical reasons that show the Chiefs are better in the friendly confines than outside. The record would indicate that. So if you don't want to call that a football reason, me and you can disagree. That's fine. I think the actual football reasons why I am picking the Chiefs are pretty simple. I don't think the Texans offense is very good. And the Chiefs defense is good. Are they great? No. Are they all world? Uh-uh. Are they good enough to propel this team to a Super Bowl? Probably not. But they are still a good defense. And a good defense against a bad offense, I will take that matchup all day. And if that matchup comes to be, even with the Chiefs O-line deficiencies, we both think fourth quarter, close game, 6-7 minutes to go. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes to make the one or two plays necessary because despite the fact they have lost a lot of games this season, it really isn't on Patrick Mahomes. He's still mostly made those plays and their only home loss this year against the Eagles. They got it cut to 3 with 3 minutes to go. Why? Mahomes hit an incredible deep ball. The Dallas game. A lot of teams lose the Dallas game by 10. Why did the Chiefs not? Mahomes hit an incredible deep ball. Like, I think there's still some Mahomes magic that exists. And when you combine that with a defense advantage over the Texans offense, I think playing in the friendly confines of Arrowhead, the Chiefs can win the game, which is why I'm picking them. It is going to be ugly. And if I were on FanDuel, I would A, bet the free no-brainer boost tonight, take that free money. And B, I would take the Texans plus 3.5 because it's going to be close. But I am picking the Chiefs to win outright for those reasons.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, then open the phone lines. I'm happy to do it. 913-586-7965. If you are picking the Chiefs, I would just love to hear your why on why you're picking the Chiefs to win this game. I'm not doing it for some, oh, go against the grain. No, not at all. I told you guys when they played the Cowboys, I picked them to beat the Cowboys, and I said, if the Chiefs are 6-6, you are not going to be able to sell me that a 6-6 team is now going 5-0 and running it. No. So I maybe have reached this point, and it doesn't sound like that's where some of you guys are, and that's fine. I'm done talking about who the Chiefs used to be. I got to evaluate the Chiefs are at who they are in week 13 of the 2025 season. And I feel like, at least for the first 3 months of the season, while the evidence was staring us right in the face of who the Chiefs are right now, we were just holding on to, well, I mean, they've been in this situation before. You're right. And they've been in and got themselves out of a situation. They have never been in this bad of a situation that they are in right now. Not in 8 years of Patrick Mahomes have they been in this situation before. So at least for me, I'm not judging them off of something that happened in 2021. I'm judging the Chiefs off the habits that I've seen them perform in 2025. And those habits are a team that can't get to the other team's quarterback and a team that cannot get out of its own way. And every time that we think we see a glimmer of hope from the Chiefs, they usually do something to snatch it away. The Chiefs will come out first drive, man, up and down the field thinking, man, this offense is cooking. Then they don't score again for another 30 minutes. Right before the end of the first half, oh, Chiefs got the ball, about to put a drive together. Something stalls that drive. I'm evaluating the Chiefs for the first time this season based off now and not based off of the Chiefs every time they found themselves in a situation, they've got themselves out of trouble. I don't know if they can get themselves out of trouble this time. I don't know if they're good enough to get themselves out of trouble. And I'm basing that off what I've seen so far in the first 13 weeks of the season. I've seen a team that cannot get pressure on the other team's quarterback. They don't get pressure on the other team's quarterback with their front four, and they don't get pressure when they try to blitz. Here's Mina Kimes with the numbers.
Brings me to the Chiefs, who cannot get after the quarterback. If the Chiefs miss the playoffs, this is why. So they blitz Dak. He's picked. You're thinking, whoa, Spags, back. After the pick against the blitz, and they continue to blitz him at a really high rate because they do not have a four-man rush outside of Chris Jones, and if Chris Jones doesn't go crazy, they're screwed. Dak went 15 for 18 for 190 yards. When they blitz, they are 28th in pressure rate, 31st in yards per play, 25th in success rate. 2022 through 2024, so the previous 3 years, they were first in yards per play, second in pressure rate, third in success rate. So they've gone from being one of the best and most effective blitzing defenses to one of the worst by a pretty significant margin. So when people talk about the Chiefs and they're like, well, like, who's different? What's going on? That's it.
The Chiefs can get pressure with their front four, and then when they try to get pressure by blitzing, they're one of the worst teams in the league at doing it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.